back to Matt Flynn Direct. Yeah, guns. I remember when the police used to look like the friendly guy on the corner. Now they show up with all militarized. People on the street got military weapons. Freedom. Freedom. And the best way to deal with that, according to Republicans, is to get your teenagers armed and in school. Just insane. Great idea. Every day, children end up shooting themselves playing with their adult's gun. Unbelievable. Let's go to the air. We've got Dan. Dan in Madison.
Are you yeah.
I'm here, man.
I was gonna say, I think one of the things we need to, you know, discuss in this country, one of our biggest problems is that words mean different things to different people. You were talking about racism earlier, and, you know, one of the things that most infuriates most white men is being called a racist because they say, well, I don't actually hate anybody. I don't hate anybody. And what we need to establish here is, you know, racism is more than just bigotry. Racism, you know, there's a difference between bigotry and structural racism. And if you truly want to end racism, it takes a lot more than just getting people to tolerate each other. It's also going back to the policies of the people who came before us and evaluating their effects. You know, you were talking about people, you know, being stopped and pulled over for, you know, driving while black or flying, you know, going through an airport while black. And, you know, that might not be on the individual that did it, but it definitely is on the policy that supports it. And so, you know, a lot of people out here will shut down that conversation immediately because they say, I'm not a racist, I don't hate anybody. And it's not what you're talking about in the first place.
Hey, good point, Stan. Here's what I'm doing. I'm just letting people know if they support the Republican Party, they're a racist. Whether they are or not, you're voting for it. You're voting for the policies. You're voting for the system that you just mentioned is at the crux of the problem. The employees, not always the one that's at, you know, there's great cops out there, man. You know, I've been pulled over by cops. You know, I made a turn from what I thought was a one-way to a one-way. And the guy pulls me over, university cop, comes up there, nice tats, right? Well-built guy, friendly as could be. I said, he goes, no, the only reason why I know, he says, is because I was going to make a left turn where you turned. And he didn't give me a ticket because he knew I wasn't, you know, it wasn't intentional. I was looking both ways. I was stopped. I turned my directional on. I thought I was in a, you know, one way to one way, and I wasn't. But anyway, yeah, but how do you crack that, right, Dan? I mean, what kind of conversation can I have with somebody if they don't actually see that racism is here and always has been, and whether you want to think you're a racist or not, I mean, we're all part of it, right? Guilt by association. So I don't associate with those people as friends. Those are people that I compete against because it is competition. Back to the air, and we got John from Lodi. Morning, John.
Hey, good morning. Nice show, and I found you guys about probably 5 months ago, and you guys are all breath of fresh air. But the one thing I want to share with you guys is that, you know, I'm about documentaries about Earth and stuff like that, but it all started for me back in 1991. There's a documentary out there called Earth and the American Dream, and it was an HBO production, and it was absolutely wonderful, and it changed my life. And one of the famous quotes in that documentary was by Jacques Cousteau. And one of the things he said, it has always stuck with me, and I've actually remembered it. There are no boundaries on planet Earth. Not only have we failed, have we realized that we are one people, we have forgotten that we only have one planet. And to me, that has just stuck with me because when I hear a lot of these callers call in, such as CJ stating that the border and all this other stuff, and it's just not about that. I mean, I have a couple friends that live in Mexico, and the things that they tell me that we don't hear, and I welcome these people to come and have a piece of freedom and just to live You know, that's the main thing.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and that's where we need to come together as people and realize that there are no boundaries.
Only in the mind, brother. Only in the mind. That's what I say.
And it is. And the last caller hit it right on the head. It's all about words. And we take a word, and it's very, very intoxicating, and it actually, it's very abusive. And if we just bring compassion and love, you know, more of this on our earth, we're going to succeed. But when you see that destruction back in 1991 and what they had the timeline when to make the Earth the American Dream come true, it is amazing to see what happened back in that time period in 91, and here we are now, and it's only getting worse, what you stated before. So if anybody has a chance to watch it, it's on YouTube, Earth and the American Dream. I real highly recommend it.
And thank you, John. Appreciate all that. Yeah, it's funny, you know, they really hate people coming across the border from Mexico with their families, not criminals, just coming looking for a better life. Don't mind letting some clown teenager come over the border from Illinois to shoot people in Wisconsin. Yes, and words do matter. You guys are awesome, because that's one of the things I'm going to talk about for the rest of this show. And we got Matt Rothschild coming in at 7 o'clock, 7:05 to finish the last hour with me. So we'll save some of that for him. But the reason, it's here's a word for you, John, now that you mention it. Deregulation. Okay, that's what Republicans call it when they take away protections to the environment, to workers, to communities, okay, to the highways, everything. Deregulate. That's what that means. People think that's awesome. Oh, we're going to save money. You know, well, we see where the Republicans in Wisconsin are on the move to, you know, attack agencies in Wisconsin and eliminate staff members. Robin Voss behind that. Guy that's got 18 staff members in the Capitol. That cost us over $1 million a year. Got us 298,000 PPP, right? There's another one. Payment, you know, protection plan. Bogus, man. That was just a free-for-all for people that didn't need it. Republicans are always talking about, well, these families don't need $150 from Tony Evers. We, you know, save it for something that's needed. You're like Robin Voss again, right? Like Robin Voss and Michael Gableman running this scam of, it was $686,000. Oh, wait, before that, they had a couple of private investigators, right? One thing that the Republicans love to do is run to Illinois to pay legal defense for their actions by using Wisconsin taxpayer dollars. I mean, oh, yeah, the Republicans are awesome. I can see why people vote for them, right? Deregulation. Just go back to see what they've deregulated. All of it's been protections for people at work, for low-income families, for our water and air. Wisconsin's just ugly now. I want to take back Wisconsin, man. I think that movement needs to happen. And we can do that, but it's going to take more than just a few people. And we're going to have to organize and set a time chart to do some of this stuff. I'm still inviting people to sacrifice some time during the Monday through Friday that Capitol building's open. And we can do this, man. We can organize. We can have a good time and learn some stuff and teach some things too, right? But the more we make our voice heard in their faces, the more likely they're going to either just, you know, give up or let the next guy come in. We'll beat on that one too. I mean, I'm a badger, damn it, and I'm angry. I have been for a long time. Why shouldn't I be? Again, if you decide to just look the other way, sure. But I use my emotions now for good things. When I'm sad, I find something really good to use my sadness on, right? Apply it properly. When I'm angry, oh, well, let's figure this out, turn it into something good. Turn it into something positive, because it's pretty dark out there. I don't know about everybody else, but, you know, I'm thankful for every day, but I'm also just disgusted by every day. Got to find things to keep me feeling good, right? Got to try and apply that to other people. I can't just do it alone. I have to get other people to realize that this is really, you know, life and death. Millions of people. I'll be gone before it totally kicks ass on us, probably. But maybe not. I mean, the threat of war, all this violence, poverty, famine. Our soil's been depleted, folks. It's poisoned. Pretty soon we're not going to be able to grow food here. And you know what? This room, John, they were talking about finding Planet B. Have you seen that special, John? Unbelievable. In search of Planet B, because this one wasn't good enough. It's insane. Why do you think billionaires are building space stations? They want somewhere to go. I don't think they're going to get away with it, but, you know, there always was Star Trek to prove me wrong. We're living in the sci-fi age right now. I mean, everything's just too fantastic, right? I mean, I do watch the older movies now. And I have to admit, you know, the special effects today, you know, blood spattering, body parts falling off. See what I mean? You didn't have to enjoy a movie back then by being that graphic. And I think what it does is it tries to desensitize people. But I watch this stuff and I know it's not real. Again, that's why I don't get a gun, because I'm watching this. I don't need a gun. Somebody's going to kill me, they're probably going to kill me. There's things I can do to avoid places and times. We all can. Not all of us, though. Some people live where they can't escape it. And we need to help those communities. You know, CJ, the ones I'm talking about, those inner city ones where nobody can read, except they read at a higher level than you. We will be back